we must fight it with our own countercultures like the Crusade Channel. Right? That's how we fight. We can't ignore this stuff. We can't put our, you know, I joke all the time on my Twitter feed about how I just want to escape into the mountains. And I kind of still do. But ignoring the problem doesn't mean it goes away. It must be confronted. It must be pushed back. And that's what the Crusade Channel and some other outlets are doing as well. So we got all that stuff to talk about. 844-527-8723. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Speaking of politics, pop culture, and things that kind of we don't think matter that kind of do matter. The NBA, which was dead to me, it's still kind of dead, is doing something, is doing some things. It's funny that the NFL built itself up as a league of men and strong masculinity and all of the things that we want to our young men to go after. But as soon as they were like, you all need to get jabbed, they all just dropped to their knees and said, jab me harder. Jab me harder, government. Jab me harder. Except guys like Lamar Odom. Not Lamar. Is it Lamar Odom? I don't even know. The quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. I think I'm Lamar Odom, I think, played basketball for the University of Rhode Island. Who is it? Lamar Jackson. He's Lamar something. I'm not trying to be racist. I know his first name's Lamar, and he won the Heisman Trophy. But he's not vaxxed. But there's other people that aren't either. But the NBA, which deservedly so, got roasted and lost a lot of viewership from Nike CEO Phil Knight and the NBA worshiping at the feet of Xi Jinping. And yes, I will play it. The Chinese.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Virus. Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. China. It comes from China. China.
Oh, Lamar Jackson did get jabbed for a while. He wasn't. No, Schaefer, I'm not that racist. You know, that black quarterback that runs really quick. Schaefer, are you accusing me of pulling a Rush Limbaugh? Because that was the big thing about Rush. They put him on the NFL countdown, and then he said something about Donovan McNabb, and then they kicked him off NFL countdown like 3 weeks later. So there's a center for the Boston Celtics, and I believe he's Turkish, named Enes Kanter. And apparently, he's just like, forget it. I'm all about this now. He is coming out, and he went on the Instagrams, or not on the Instagrams. He went on the machine, the Twitter machine. Thank you, Crusader Greg. For your $10 donation, you are amazing, sir. Thank you. They're both 3-minute clips, but you don't hear people actually being courageous like this almost nowadays. So let's take a listen. This was on his official account saying, "Heartless dictator of China, Xi Jinping and the Communist Party of China. I am calling you out in front of the whole world. Close down the slave labor camps and free the Uyghur people."
That is a genocide happening right now.
This is him right now.
Right now, as I speak this message. Torture, rape, forced abortions, and sterilizations. Family separations, arbitrary detentions, concentration camps, political re-education, forced labor. This is all happening right now to more than 1.8 million Uyghurs in the Xinjiang region in northern western China. Uyghurs are a Turkic Muslim ethnic group native to the Uyghur region. The Chinese government has been taking sweeping measures to crack down on the Uyghur people simply because they embrace their own religion, their own culture, language, history, and identity. The Uyghur region has become an open-air prison a surveillance state where freedoms are non-existent for the Uyghur people. The Chinese government has sent Uyghurs, along with Kazakhs, Tajiks, and other Muslim groups to concentration camps for simply applying for a passport, for texting someone overseas, or for believing in anything that does not align with the Chinese Communist Party's agenda. Anyone and everyone, athletes, doctors, poets, intellectuals, musicians, community leaders, you name it, are currently suffering inside these camps where the Chinese government is conducting unimaginable human rights abuses and crimes against humanity.
Once again, while he's saying this, just understand that there's really not much of, we don't know, but the NBA counts on about $200 million from China per season. And this dude is straight out calling the Chinese government.
All of us must spread the word and call on the Chinese government for free the Uyghur people. It is so disappointing that the governments and leaders of Muslim majority countries are staying silent while my Muslim brothers and sisters are getting killed, raped, and tortured. I'm talking about you, Pakistani Prime Minister.
And then he starts calling out those individuals. So there's another one I'm going to play in a minute. But I know we don't, this guy's name is Enes Kanter. He is a center for the Boston Celtics. And folks, this dude, remember what happened when the general manager of the Houston Rockets said, he just said free Taiwan or no free, support free Tibet. What is no, no free Hong Kong. I apologize. One of those three. Free Tibet. No, golly. Free Hong Kong. I'm sorry. They're all the same place, right? Because they're all, I don't know. Free Hong Kong. And he got fired. The NBA had to go on an apology tour in the Chinese region. He's a decent player. He's not an all-star. He never will be now. He's a very good basketball player. I mean, he's in the NBA. He's not very good on defense, but he's very gifted offensively. Yeah, that's right. You guys, he was at Kentucky. Ironically, I wanted the Celtics to draft him when he first came out. But that's when I cared about the NBA. So, Daryl Morey tweeted something about Hong Kong, and they had to, like, apologize for nine, you know, LeBron James went over there and said, oh, we're sorry about this and all this. Now this dude is straight up saying the Chinese are evil. You know what the Chinese did? They pulled all the Celtics games from Chinese media. That is a huge loss. Think about that. That's how the Chinese punish. Ah, you don't want to. You don't talk about us with our Muslim. You no more on games. That's a huge deal, folks. And what happened? You know, they pressured him. Nah, the dude came back. And not only did he continue to call out the Chinese, his next video, 3 days later, he called out who? The kingpin of all of this, Nike. Take a listen to this.
Dear Nike, your company says that you are making a positive impact in our communities. And that is true. Yes, you are. Here in the United States, Nike stands with the Black Lives Matter. Nike stands with Stop Asian Hate. Nike stands with the Latino community. And Nike stands with the LGBTQ community. And Nike remains vocal about injustice here in America. But when it comes to China, Nike remains silent. You do not address police brutality in China. You do not speak about discrimination against the LGBTQ community. You do not say a word about the oppression of minorities in China. You are scared to speak up. Who makes your shoes in China? Do you even know? There are so many forced labor factories in China. For instance, Uyghur forced labor in modern day slavery, and it is happening right now in China. Millions of Uyghurs are currently detained, sold, and assigned to work at forced labor camps, prisons, and factories across the country.
Do you want to know how much money Nike makes from China a year? A year. In 2021, Nike's footwear revenue from the greater Chinese market amounted to what? Anybody want to take a roundabout guess? How much money Nike makes from China? Which is why these companies bend the knee to the Chinese. China's based. Nike makes over $5.5 billion from China.
They're under constant surveillance with long working hours and poor living conditions. They are subject to political re-education. They have no freedom of expression, no freedom of religion, and they are not even able to leave. Did you know that almost the entire apparel and footwear industry is tainted by Uyghur forced labor? Many well-known global brands are implicated, and yes, that includes the one of the NBA's biggest sponsors, Nike. Nike claims that they do not allow any forced labor in their supply chains, yet they don't have the receipt to prove it. They have not publicly committed to cutting ties with the Chinese government's labor transfer scheme. They have not provided clear timelines or updates about their efforts to end this. They have not publicly committed to the steps outlined by the coalition to end Uyghur forced labor. Don't forget, every time you put those shoes on your feet or you put that t-shirt on your back, there are so many tears and so much oppression and so much blood behind it all. Nike likes to say, just do it. Well, what are you doing about the slave labor that makes your shoes?
Regardless of what you think about him, that takes a set. It does. To call out the main money generator for the main company of your organization. Don't get it twisted. The NBA does not rely on Reebok or Under Armour or Adidas. I don't even know if they make shoes anymore. It's Nike. Nike runs the NBA. That's why they're silent on forced labor camps and all this other kind of stuff that you and I have talked about on this program time after time after time. This man, we talk about it. You know, people who are not willing to put skin in the game. You got to give Enes Kanter respect for putting his name on that.